MG, round six is on the way. Great round of footy. Let's start with the Newcastle Knights hosting the Sydney Roosters, who are coming off that loss to the Bulldogs, but they will be without Sam Walker and James Tedesco because of concussion issues.
Yeah, I like the way that the Knights have settled with their halves combination of Cogger and Hastings, and Ponga is starting to present himself beautifully. Knights for mine.
Bulldogs will travel down to Melbourne Friday night to take on a Melbourne Storm side that has finally got the big four back together and humming: Pappenhausen, Harry Grant, Jerome Hughes and Cam Munster.
Because of that, I'm looking at a Melbourne Storm victory.
Okay, Battle of Brisbane Friday night. The Dolphins, the ladder leaders, Wayne Bennett is doing it again. He's got them leading the comp. They take on the Brisbane Broncos. The Broncos, of course, will be without Adam Reynolds. He's out with a hamstring injury, but they do get Reece Walsh back into the side for the Finns. They're going to be without Herbie Farnworth and Felice Kaufusi.
I think the Dolphins' outs are way worse than the Broncos' outs. I think that the Broncos can cover a lot more than Reynolds. I think that Herbie Farnworth and Flegler are massive outs, and Kaufusi. Well, Flegler might be playing, but Kaufusi's a massive out. I think the Battle of Brisbane will go to Broncos, my man.
To the big brother. Righto, Saturday afternoon football. You got the Warriors hosting Manly over in New Zealand. Manly coming off the win against the reigning premiers, Penrith. But the Warriors and Andrew Webster, what he's done in this short time as the coach of this club is you got to tip your cap to it. He's got them flying at the moment. And this weekend, they receive the return of Dallin Martini-Zalesniak to the side.
Yeah, this is the game of the round for mine. Both comprehensive winners in round five. I think that the Warriors will outclass, I think, Manly, just.
All right. Saturday in the West, CommBank Stadium, it will play host to the Parramatta Eels taking on the North Queensland Cowboys. The Cowboys just keep on doing their thing, and the Eels are searching for answers without Mitch Moses at the moment.
Hard to score a point if you're an Eel at the moment, and it doesn't get any easier when they take on a Cowboys team who are flying. Cowboys.
Then the game that everybody will be watching hopefully to see a Bunnies win to continue the coaching career of Jason Demetriou, because we've been told he's got 80 minutes to save his job. The Rabbitohs taking on the Sharks. Craig Fitzgibbon won't want to end Jason Demetriou's career, but after no Latrell Mitchell, no Damien Cook, there's been a host of changes. We do get to see the debut of young Jai Gray at fullback for the Bunnies, though.
I can't see anything but a Sharks victory. They're coming off the bye. They're fresh. They're playing against a team who's just in a world of pain at the moment. And unfortunately, we might be seeing the last of Jason Demetriou as the South Sydney first grade coach. Sharkies for mine.
Sunday, we head to Campbelltown Sports Stadium. What a great opportunity for the locals out there to see their team play. The West Tigers taking on the Dragons. No John Bateman. He's out with concussion for the West Tigers, but the way Benji Marshall's got them playing, you'd think it's sort of a next man up mentality.
Yeah, look, this is the hardest game for mine to pick this round, because both clubs have new coaches this season, and I think both coaches have added something really spectacular to both clubs. Saying that, home game for the Tigers, I'm leaning towards them. Tigers victory.
Then the Raiders, for the final game of round six, host the Gold Coast Titans, the winless Gold Coast Titans, who make no changes. On the other side of things, Ricky Stewart has been forced to replace Jordan Rapana, who's out with a knee injury, and Corey Horsburgh, who goes out of the side through injury as well. But we get to see another fullback make his debut, Chevy Stewart, brilliantly named young man.
Yes. Yeah, good luck to Chevy Stewart making his debut, the Colonel Junior over the Cronulla there. So let's hope he has a fantastic game. Raiders for mine. I think the Titans were brave last game. They're better, but you've got to be a lot better to beat Canberra in Canberra, and I don't think they will be. Raiders for mine, my man.
There are MG's tips for round six. He's got the Knights to beat the Roosters, the Storm to beat the Dogs, the Bronx to beat the Finns, Warriors to beat Manly, Cowboys to beat Eels, Sharks to beat the Bunnies, Tigers to beat the Dragons, and the Canberra Raiders to knock off the Gold Coast Titans.